The Afghan army has been preparing to take over the country's security as NATO's 2014 deadline to withdraw all combat troops moves a year closer. But even with 300,000 national security forces now hired, Afghanistan still faces a challenge from the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, and Haqqani networks. Political analyst Imtiaz Gul says Afghanistan's neighbors, including Pakistan, have launched efforts to create a level of political stability there in the face of shared threats.
I think Pakistan, as well as several other countries, have changed the goalposts, have changed the outlook on Afghanistan, and they realize that they really need to get on board, join hands to fix the situation in Afghanistan as much as possible to avoid instability in its own territory.
Over the past year, Afghanistan allies met in Chicago and elsewhere to pledge at least $4 billion in aid and lay out a vision of the country through the next decade. But the outgoing U.S. Special Representative to Afghanistan and Pakistan, Mark Grossman, told VOA pledges are just one step.
Afghanistan's a different place than it was 10 years ago, and I never leave Afghanistan without the belief that these Afghans who have fought for a new way of life will continue fighting for it, and that there'll be a secure and stable and prosperous Afghanistan inside of a secure, stable, prosperous region.
Investor countries like China could exert more diplomatic weight and economic influence in the region as the U.S. pulls out. Analyst Andrew Smalls of the German Marshall Fund told VOA in Beijing that China's friendly relations with Pakistan are key.
And one of the reasons that the Afghans were particularly keen to have the Chinese come in and be investors is they're one of the only countries that Pakistan trusts. And so what that means in practice is a lot of the different parties, including the Taliban, may be more willing to give Chinese projects a break than most other investors in the country. And also, of course, that China may be willing to use its influence over Pakistan, and therefore Pakistan's influence over the Taliban, to give those projects a break that other investments in the country may not have.
Iran, to the west of Afghanistan, has already cultivated strong cultural and commercial ties with its neighbor. What Iran does with that influence is critical, according to U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Carl Inderfert.
But the question is whether or not Iran can become a part of a group of countries, a regional approach, that will work to prevent Afghanistan sliding back to the Taliban era and moving forward to a more democratic, progressive approach toward the country and its relations with its neighbors.
How Afghanistan, its neighbors and allies cooperate on all these issues will help determine the future of that country. Sharon Bain, VOA News, Islamabad.